247. Beloved, welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We continue in our series of God's love. God loving us in a special way. And to me, these series of messages are life-changing. Today, we're at Revelation, the third chapter, and verse 19, and it says this: I correct and discipline everyone I love. So be diligent and turn from your indifference. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. You know, when Jesus was saying this, he was talking to the church in Laodicea. And he was talking to them about being lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. And he says, and I love this, I correct and discipline everyone I love. Beloved, oftentimes we're going through hard times. Oftentimes we are going through situations in our life that we don't like. And it feels like we are being disciplined. It feels like we are being corrected and we don't like it. You know, I have a dog called Basil. And sometimes training Basil is very, very difficult, and it's tasking. But I love him so much. And so when we train him and he doesn't obey, he is disciplined. We're learning now to isolate him for a few minutes, so he's not with Linda and I, but he's isolated, and he doesn't like that. But he learns. You know, beloved, sometimes we need a time of isolation. We need that time of isolation. I've been going through so many trials and tribulations of late. In the last 5 months, I would say, has been very, very difficult in my life. And I'm beginning to understand, even now, just now, I am beginning to understand this, that these words are so important to me. Because I have been and am being corrected and disciplined by my Heavenly Father. Because I have done wrong, I have sinned. And He's correcting and disciplining me to teach me a lesson. I correct and discipline everyone I love. You know, if the Lord is not correcting or disciplining us, we need to be worried. We need to be concerned. And I'll tell you why. Could it mean that He's turned His face away from us and doesn't want to speak to us until we are sorted out? Could it mean that? Because we are being corrected and disciplined because of God's love for us. You may not feel at times that God loves you. You may feel that He has left you. You may well feel that He's working with somebody else and not bothered about you. You may well feel that you pray and pray and pray and still nothing happens. Still nothing changes. Beloved, I can tell you this. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 6, and by the time I was 15, I had fallen away. And I didn't come back to the Lord until I was 38. And my mother and my father prayed for me every single day for 25 years. I correct and discipline everyone I love. So be diligent and turn from your indifference. What a word that is, indifference. It means that you are lukewarm. It means that you are not on fire for Almighty God. It means that maybe when you turn on Worship Radio 247 online, you're listening to the music and you're thinking that music is great. But it doesn't do anything. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't change your heart. It doesn't change your life. Beloved, when you worship God in spirit and in truth the way we are supposed to worship Him, it is life-altering. It changes our whole perception. It changes our entire life. Let's no longer sit on the fence. Let's no longer be indifferent to Almighty God. And let's allow Him to do that which He wants to do with us. We need, on occasion, to be disciplined. Beloved, is it that in your life that you are not on fire every single day? Are there times when you are not on fire? Well, let me tell you. This very morning, I certainly wasn't on fire. I was very, very cross because the internet went out. I could not get it working again. I did not know what was going on. But it did not work. So I had to disconnect the entire thing and plug it back in again. And then it began to work. You know, sometimes things happen in our lives. We can't always blame Satan. We can't always say this is a satanic attack. But sometimes we can. The reason that we try to blame Satan in every occasion when we are going through something strong or something bad in our lives, we try to blame Satan because we're not looking at ourselves. We want to blame someone else. But sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes it's because we've taken the eye off the ball. Sometimes it's because we are not keeping our eyes firmly fixed to Almighty God. If we say that we are Christians, then we should be Christians. We should be doing that which Christians should do, and that's to love one another as He has loved us first. It's thinking of others rather than ourselves. It's worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. It's reading the Word of God each and every day and on every occasion. I've been praying for something in my life to stop. I won't say any more than that, but I've been praying for something in my life to cease, to stop. And I was saying, Lord, why isn't this happening? Why is this continuing? I have prayed and prayed and prayed. And I just opened the Bible, I just flicked it open, and I wanted a word from God. And I'm going to flick open the Bible at the same page. These are the words I first saw. Keep on asking, and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and the door is open to everyone who knocks. And today we're looking at that passage in Revelation, the third chapter, and verse 19 and 20. And verse 20 says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Beloved, the Lord is standing at the door and He is knocking. Are you going to open it? Are you going to get rid of your indifference? Are you going to make a decision right now that God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, will be number one in your life. Let's declare it together. And let's stop this indifference. Let's change this indifference. And let's allow the Lord to punish us as we so richly deserve. Let him correct us, beloved. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for my indifference. I ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart afresh, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Let this be a brand new day, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.